As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Kevin Sheehan Show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin. I saw some of the tweets online. This is how you know you've done a good job and made an impact on the listening audience. People are concerned about the health of Kevin Sheehan. He's fine. He just, this is what he does. When you are as talented and as much of a sports encyclopedia as Kevin Sheehan is, you got to let your brain rest a little bit. So he's on a little bit of a vacation. He's actually back tomorrow. He is back tomorrow, live in the flesh. Plenty for him to chew on. Until then, though, me and you, I'll take you up to 1 o'clock before we hand things over to that caged animal, Chris Russell. A lot to get to. It has been, we always joke about this time of year as like sports media folks and say that it's like a dead period. There's nothing dead about this period, point blank period. It feels like every day something new comes out that piques my interest, that draws my attention. And it's not just local flavor. It's some nationally flavored stuff as well. So a lot to get to here over the next 3 hours. Just me and you, no guests. I just actually clicked another one because I'm terrible. So, hey, there we go. Adam, oh, we're on video. Hey, there we go. I was waiting to do that. You see how I was stalling to introduce the show because of that reason. How are you, Max? Now that I, now, oh, I dropped the camera. I mean, I dropped the light. Now,
lights,
now
they keep falling left and right around here. Anytime AMAC bumps the desk when he comes in awful. For Chris Russell show, it's usually chaos.
That's terrible. It's terrible. How are you, though, friend?
I'm good, buddy. How are you? Man. It's been, long time no talk. It's been, less than a week?
Yeah, man. I was enjoying listening to you guys, you and Denton, late last week. Always love, because this is like Denton's original home. It's almost like a homecoming vibe when he comes back and hosts the show, so I'm always geeked up for that. Denton always has some of the most unique non-sports topics that you will ever get to. I think, what were we discussing last week? Is lemonade a juice? Was that
correct? That is what we were discussing last week.
You want to talk about a Hall of Fame early June conversation? Look no further than that.
It's good.
A lot on the docket, though, as I mentioned, tomorrow... Your boy's going to be boots on the ground. Maybe Kevin will have me on the show tomorrow. Maybe Kevin's show will be over by the time practices. Yeah. So that's a no-go. Maybe Friday. Who knows?
We'll see.
But tomorrow, going to be boots on the ground out in Ashburn for voluntary OTA number 2 that is open to the media. So super-duper excited for that. We'll talk plenty of Commanders here throughout the show. John Keim of ESPN put together... A really interesting article this morning. He dropped it at about 6 a.m. Eastern time. And the headline reads, Washington expecting huge leap from Jaden Daniels in his sophomore season. We'll discuss that and my expectations for the prince who was promised, Jaden Daniels. The one, Jaden Daniels. and what he is going to be in 2025. I think you all have kind of picked up what I've put down with this. There is nothing he can do that I won't be on board with. Like, I am all in. I am drinking the Commander Kool-Aid. I've got a red shaded lipstick, or a red rim around my lips from drinking all the Commander's Kool-Aid. But some pundits out there, as we find out throughout this offseason, some pundits out there not as high on the group as I am going into 2025. I'll let you hear from one Damian Woody a little bit later on in the program as well. Nats baseball back on tap this afternoon. Nats back in action for six straight at home. And they're in a really pivotal piece of their schedule right now. If you take a look at the wild card standings, and because it's June, first week of June, we can do that now. You can now look at the wild card standings in the National League. Nats just five games out. Pretty eventful weekend as they took four out of six from both the Diamondbacks and the Seattle Mariners. Seattle, MLB's latest power ranking that came out, they're a top 10 team in all of Major League Baseball. So it's not like the Nats are doing it against the bottom feeders in Major League Baseball, word to Ken Rosenthal. They're actually doing it against some of the elite teams in the sport. So the final wild card spot right now held by the St. Louis Cardinals. The schedule for the Nats coming up here is as follows. They've got three against the Cubs. This three against the Cubs is super interesting to me, and I think it's perfect for the Nats because you get to see Chicago, who has been a juggernaut. They've got, when I checked on Saturday, I got to check again, they had the best run differential in all of Major League Baseball, which was like nutty to me, talking about the Cubbies. But the thing I love about the Nats taking on the Cubs this week is you'll get to see Mackenzie Gore and Jake Irvin versus one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And we know how much of a revelation Mackenzie Gore has been to this point this season, still leading all of Major League Baseball in strikeouts, throwing and shoving with just a tremendous amount of confidence. And I always say it, anytime he is on the bump, and I think this is true for Major League Baseball in the starting pitcher position, when you've got a guy on the hill that day, when you go look at the schedule and you see M. Gore is on the bump for you, there is a certain sense of confidence and swagger that I believe resonates throughout a clubhouse. Because when you got confidence that your dude on the bump is gonna give you good, you know, 6-7 scoreless innings or 6-7 innings of 2-run ball, like you feel like you can go to the plate and be aggressive. And I think that is the mentality of this Washington Nationals hitting group. Speaking of the Nats at the plate, you want to talk about En Fuego. Dude, I don't normally get to catch a lot of Nationals games from start to finish.
Well, because they're not on anything but Masson, and if you get Masson, then you're lucky.
Well, if you have Masson, you're probably rich, if I'm being honest with you. I actually checked them out via my illegal pirating website.
Shout out.
I won't shout them out because there's no shout outs. They're few and far between, so you can't just name drop them like you used to. Shout out to Crack Streams, Meth Streams.
RIP, man.
RIP Streamies.io. I mean, you want to talk about a legend in the game. But no, I don't get to watch many Nats games from start to finish. I got the opportunity to watch from the outset on Saturday, and boy, did I choose a good game to watch from the beginning. A historic first inning for the Washington Nationals Saturday against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Their first 11 batters got on base. They scored 9 runs before Arizona even recorded an out. It's the second most in the big leagues since 1961. So quite literally a historic feat for that group. It capped off the month of May with a 15-12 record. Their first winning month, Max, since 2023. It's the first Nats winning month since 2023. And think about this. Nathaniel Lowe, who's been a key cog in this group, he was a Ranger back in 2023, right? Getting ready to win a World Series. It's honestly sad. That's the word I'm going to use. It's sad that it's been that long since they've had a winning month. But I think the timing of it is super interesting. It's like ever since Ken Rosenthal dipped his pen in blood and went scorched earth in the Athletic, the Nats have been talky hot. It's actually kind of ridiculous. Winners of like 11 out of their last 15, like I continue to talk about, they're five games out of the final wild card spot in the National League. And it feels like that group is starting to trend up. Speaking of trending up, I think over this past weekend, you got your real deal introduction to the man, the myth, the legend. I mean, James Wood over this past weekend was absolutely bonkers, and I would never sit up here and proclaim to be a guy that watches all 162 of these bad boys. But I got the chance to peep the Nats over the weekend, and James Wood, with just the most effortless swing that you will ever see out of a 6'7 giant. If you're a casual baseball fan out there and you don't understand just how good this 22-year-old is, Masson put up a graphic over the weekend that I thought really stole the show and perfectly, you know, encapsulated just how good he's been right off the rip. They compared his numbers at the plate through his first, I think it's 56 games compared to Juan Soto and Bryce Harper, and the numbers are super comparable. The numbers are super comparable. He has got that type of potential. He is a MVP caliber type of player. He is a young man that I think by season's end, starting next year, if he's able to keep it up and continue this pace, he's going to be talked about as one of the best, most impactful players in all of Major League Baseball. And the thing that gets me with him, because Bryce Harper, right, the last MVP that this team had, if I'm not mistaken, when you think about when Bryce burst onto the scene, that was a veteran-laden Nat squad, right? That's a Nat squad that has Ian Desmond in the lineup, Anthony Rendon in the lineup. There's protection for Bryce Harper. James Wood is the only real bat in this Nats lineup outside of C.J. Abrams that has life. So what he is doing, I think, is far more impressive. The numbers are interesting, and I'll pull them up here in a second.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's always cool anytime a new star is unearthed. We found that out, obviously, during football season with Jaden Daniels. It's great to have a local cat that you can root for. So, I'm sorry. This is through the first 136 career games. Juan Soto had 26 home runs. Bryce Harper, 24 home runs. James Wood has 25. Juan Soto had 87 RBIs. Bryce Harper had 62. James Wood with 84. So, the production at the plate's uber similar. I think it may take a little time for Papa James, as I'm now calling him, because he's now made life easier for broke radio hosts like myself. Anytime he goes yard, 50% off a pie from Papa John's with the promo code JW50. The thing about Papa James, though, I feel like with Bryce, because of his flair for the dramatics, same thing with Juan, he's a showman, it feels like it may take a little bit longer for the national public to get hip to James Wood, to fully appreciate just how elite this kid is, because he's not your outspoken, flamboyant, arrogant young man. I always tell this story. I bumped into him at a Wizards game, quite literally bumped into his big ass. It was hard. He's big, 6'7", walking around and my back was turned. I'm talking with a security guard, and I bump into him, and I look up, obviously, and it's James Wood. And James Wood, all 6'7" of them, wearing his Wrangler jeans, just a normal dude's dude, got on a pair of Asics, the most generic North Face jacket you'll ever see. He just looked like some random donk.
It's funny because I had a very similar experience at a Caps game or a Caps playoff game just a few weeks ago. I was trying to find a bathroom and I made my
there.
Yeah, man. Well, so I found the bathroom, but the line was incredibly long. So I was like, I'm not waiting in this. I need to go. So I was on the fourth floor. So I went down to the third, which is where the suites are.
Yeah.
Walked through the door expecting somebody to be like, hey, you can't be here. Nobody said that to me. So I just did a lap trying to find the bathroom, and I found James Wood walking around the concourse.
There we go.
I was like, what? He's massive, by the way.
You know, I normally don't respond to the comments.
Uh-oh.
Tay Wilson, you just call me a Toby doppelganger?
Damn.
If anything, Toby's a Linnell doppelganger. Who the hell was here first? Tay Wilson? That's ridiculous. I can't believe I even commented on that. Ooh. Well, we go from that to this. A lot more to get to as we roll throughout the show. Nats are in action this afternoon as they take on the Chicago Cubs. You can hear all of the action over on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. In this opening hour of the show, John Keim of ESPN, we mentioned his Jaden Daniels article that he dropped this morning. Also, if you listen to the John Keim report, his podcast.
Like you should.
Like you should.
It like
should
a good be, fan.
If you're a fan, it should be a part of your routine, just like the Take Command podcast with Logan and Craig.
That's right.
Should be a part of your routine. This program right here should be a part of your routine. The John Keim Report gave out a couple of hot and spicy nugs, dipped them in some ranch.
Little five things.
You know what I'm saying? And, it was a five things bit.
Oh, yeah.
I get steamed up for a five things bit. You know, I told you I was going on my 3.5 mile walks.
Yes.
What do you think's in my ear?
I mean, 3.5 miles, you got to have more than one episode of the John Keim Report.
Oh, come on now. Well, normally it takes me about 45 minutes. So
pretty good.
I get an episode of John Keim in normally. Normally get two episodes, and I may listen to a Rich Eisen show interview.
There you go.
But the latest episode of the John Keim Report, there are some hot and spicy nuggets dropped about Terry McLaurin and the state of his contract extension. Currently him and the Commanders in the midst of negotiations, and we'll let you hear from John Keim coming up a little bit later, but talks are kind of quiet right now. And normally in Contractville, that's a good thing. So we'll see whether or not, you know, Terry McLaurin gets an extension signed soon. Real quick, Max, if you could help me out with this.
I can try.
When did Sam Cosmi sign? Was it right before week one?
Ooh, it struck me as late.
Yeah, so I'm thinking a similar timeline maybe in play for Terry, but that would get things.
Yeah, it was late, September 4th.
So here's the thing with that. If they choose to, we can only go off of their track record to this point, correct?
Sure.
They better not wait until September 4th because that means Terry McLaurin won't be on the field until September 4th. You can call his bluff if you want to, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not. He showed me already what he's about. Ask Ron Rivera whether or not Terry's showing up without the bag. Deservedly so, though. Deservedly so. So that gives me a little bit of pause when I think about the timeline of Sam Cosmi's contract. Tay Wilson was saying, James Wood is a Toby doppelganger. Now, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
That's interesting.
If you put Toby through a taffy puller.
Yeah, right. But no, that's Tay Wilson's funny. But no, time's ticking here. Time's ticking here. And one thing I think we sleep on is the missed practice reps between Terry and Jaden Daniels and how that may potentially impact them going into next year. Those two had a good rapport last year, but it wasn't the guy that he had the best rapport with. The guy he had the best rapport with last year felt like was Zach Ertz, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, like, no, that's fair.
And I think it was very evident during training camp last year that Zach Ertz was going to be a key focal point of this offense because of how many targets he got during camp. And I remember when he hit his first deep ball to Terry during camp, it was almost like a holiday And it felt like they were kind of slow to get off with one another. And then next thing you know, deep crosser after deep crosser after deep crosser, deep over after deep over, post corner after post corner. They were on the same page for a lot of it. So it'll be interesting here to see how this thing ultimately plays itself out. But Spotrac over the weekend, remember we had some conversations last week about, you know, what type of contract Terry McLaurin may be in line for. Spotrac put out a prediction for Terry McLaurin, and the parameters of the prediction are very similar to what we've been discussing all right here on the Team 980. I've heard Kevin talk about it. I've heard Chris talk about it. I've heard Craig Hoffman talk about it. So DK Metcalf is, to me, the starting point for a Terry McLaurin negotiation, right? When you think about what DK Metcalf, what he was able to rake in from Pittsburgh once that trade was complete, you think, oh, Terry should have no issue receiving a contract like that. And I'm stalling here trying to find the exact tweet because I lost it. I've sent myself so many DMs, Max, over the past, because you know I've been...
You've been grinding. You've been busy.
It's like 16 or 17 straight days here. So I'm pumping out the content here, and I sent myself a bunch of stuff. Here it goes. He projects, Spotrac has his projection at 3 years, $93 million. That would put him at $31 million APY in terms of the money he's going to get per year. And I'm quickly trying to look up NFL wide receiver AAV to see where it would put him.
It would put him like right in the same realm as Debo Samuel, or not Debo Samuel, DK Metcalf is who I'm, the name that's on my brain.
So that $31 million guaranteed would be right under DK Metcalf. He's at 32.9. I don't know why they just didn't give the guy $33 million. A.J. Brown's at 32. Amon-Ra St. Brown's at 30. So he would slot right in between A.J. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown. The guaranteed money is what's interesting. DK Metcalf got $60 million fully guaranteed. A.J. Brown got $51 million fully guaranteed. CeeDee Lamb last offseason got 67. Now, age 100% factors into this when you're talking about total guarantees of a contract. Age 100% is part of the discussion. With McLaurin, if I had to project, he's saying, Spotrac's saying that 60 mil that DK got, Terry may be in line to get the same thing. If DK's at 60 mil, you know what I'm doing if I'm Terry? Give me 61.
Yeah.
Give me 62. You know, and they're draft classmates, right? So I always think it's a neat comparison between those two. They're draft classmates, and Terry has been the more durable, more reliable receiver despite not having as good a quarterback play as DK Metcalf over the course of their career to this point. So it is a fascinating starting point for a contract negotiation. I think it gets done ultimately. We will let you hear John Keim coming up a little bit later on in the show, and he'll give you his thoughts on exactly what he's thinking about a contract extension for Terry McLaurin. A lot to get to, though, here on the Team 980. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. before we hand things over to Chris Russell. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin for one final day. He's back with you tomorrow. When we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit and talk a little puck. There was a massive Caps ticketing blunder last week, and let's just say that maybe the blunder was not so much a blunder. That's a bad tease, but when we come back, Ovi's wife giving a big hint on his future. That's next on the Team 980.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.